This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win. Only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
Who's talking is on the air. Frank and Jabo are up next on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM.
Hi, I'm Dr. Jody Smith, a sports medicine physician with Ortho Virginia and a proud UVA grad. At Ortho Virginia, in addition to taking care of teams at the high school, college, and professional level, we pride ourselves in taking care of recreational athletes of all ages. When orthopedic problems take you out of the game, you can visit us at one of our 7 offices in Richmond or walk into one of our 3 Ortho on-call locations if you can't come in during normal business hours. You can also visit our website, orthovirginia.com, to make a scheduled appointment with me or my PA, Susan Kuehr, one of our other Ortho Virginia physicians. Because at Ortho Virginia, stronger starts here.
Canal Capital Management is a fully integrated wealth planning firm whose singular focus is on growing and in protecting the wealth of their clients. Canal's unique approach provides an array of services, including investment management, tax and financial planning, real estate management, business consulting, and family office services.
Canal Capital Management and former UVA kicker Noah Greenbaum are proud supporters of Who's Talking. Canal was built for a single purpose, to provide clients with a simple, understandable process to grow, protect, and eventually transfer their wealth.
The next time you're looking to catch a game with friends or family, check out what TGI Fridays has going on.
Relax and take in Richmond's premier TV package with $5 happy hour appetizers and drinks, like our steakhouse meatballs, loaded potato skins, pan-seared pot stickers, mozzarella sticks, and our signature Long Island iced teas.
And don't forget what Fridays is known for: delicious cocktails, cold beers, and incredible daily and weekly specials to end your workday like you deserve. Looking for an SUV that delivers both power and comfort? Visit us at Crown Acura of Richmond.
Check out the RDX, designed for those who crave style and performance. And for families, the MDX offers space for 7 with all the power you need. At Crown Acura of Richmond, we make your car buying experience simple and stress-free.
Stop by 8704 West Broad Street or visit us online at crownacurarichmond.com. Crown Acura of Richmond, where performance meets convenience.
Maxwell & Associates is a full-service accounting and business advisory firm with a large focus on business sales for Main Street and lower middle market businesses. With 3 offices in Richmond and a team of CPAs and enrolled agents, Maxwell & Associates offers tax prep services, bookkeeping, payroll services, along with full-service business brokerage offerings, including succession and growth planning, mergers and acquisitions, and post-business sale consulting. Call 804-200-8442 to speak to Jim.
What are your Hello, this is Kevin Lang, a proud UVA graduate and member of your local town bank team.
Coming down the home stretch.
Being part of a team builds character in any arena. Together we can accomplish more than we thought was possible. Get to know the local team at town bank. You're members of your community ready to open the doors to new possibilities.
We always start the
discover the difference at town bank.
Monday in August.
Where we're serving others and enriching lives.
The Monday before the first football game. So it'll be like
August 25th to 26th. Clinical Research Partners. We need you to participate in clinical trials to help bring tomorrow's medicines here today. Without you, there are no new medicines. So call us today at 804-477-3045 and see if we have a clinical trial for your health issue. We'll be enrolling in and flu studies this fall, you could help make the difference for many other folks. With your problems, think of it. You could be somebody else's hero. Clinical Research Partners, advancing medicines to improve lives.
Invictus Sales and Marketing is the fastest growing electrical sales agency in the Commonwealth.
Yeah, I think we can hear, say that one more time.
Former Wahoo, Paul Collins, Class of 9, and his partner, Pete Houston, Invictus is your go-to for any of your electrical needs.
From residential to commercial and industrial, Invictus can help you pick out what you need and get it when you need it.
Invictus is derived from the Latin word invicta, meaning undefeated.
All of the lighting upgrades across Scott Stadium and the pergola lighting are represented by Invictus Sales and Marketing.
The future of Virginia football is very bright.
It's time for Who's Talking on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM. Brought to you by Clinical Research Partners, Ortho Virginia, Town Bank of RVA, TGI Fridays, Crown Acura, TheSaver.com, Canal Capital Management, the Virginia Athletics Foundation, Jeff McDonald and Associates, Maxwell and Associates, Invictus Sales and Marketing, James River Air, and Oaklea Press. Good evening, ACC fans and fellow Wahoos. Welcome to Who's Talking, Season 16, with your hosts Frank Maloney and Jim Hobgood on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM. Tonight's show brings the best of UVA's football, hoops, and Olympic sports. Now, here's Frank and Hobbo.
Good evening, good evening. Boy, we have a big show tonight.
You know,
and a very tall show.
It is a tall show. You know, a couple of weeks ago, I was inducted into the Pittsburgh Basketball Hall of Fame. Not to say
wow.
that, but you know, since it was a Basketball Hall of Fame, there were a lot of tall people there. You know,
well, that got you ready for tonight.
Yeah,
in studio tonight, we have two of our favorite contributors who have been supporting and participating in the show, I think, from the get-go. I know Terry. I know Billy is close. So we have Billy McMullen to my immediate right. Between us, we've got his son, Josiah.
Very handsome young man.
Yes.
Josiah.
He's a pretty boy, let me tell you that.
Well, I wouldn't say that. We have handsome. We'll use handsome.
We have Terrence Gates, the enforcer, and Hobbo. And Hobbo, these guys are taller than you.
Terry is. I know Billy's about the same height. Although I blame Vince Dalton. When he replaced my hips, he shortened me by an inch. So we'll have to work about that. But yeah, we don't have to look at the clock to find out who's on the show tonight. They're sitting right here.
So
we're all here.
So let's do a little preview here. Tonight we have a little basketball and a little football, and of course the Ortho Virginia injury report in the middle with Dr. Boyd Rawls.
And a little Olympic report.
And we have a lot of Olympic news.
Some good, some bad.
Yes, with the
which is the way it normally works.
Sponsored with our good friends from Fridays. So without further ado, let's talk about UVA basketball, and then we will graduate to the championship game and let Terry sort of preview the game tonight.
Do we have to?
Yes.
You know, I've lost a little. Although, Kelvin Sampson, I think a lot of people would like just to see him get a national championship. He's been a great coach for a long time. But Florida, I think, will probably win. But we'll get back to that.
No.
But let's talk.
Can I go on record say one thing right
here?
Get them straight. I think, Mr. Maloney, the three guests you have right here, including Josiah right here, the best three-looking people you've had in this.
I would say that.
Well, my girl,
see, Billy agrees.
My girlfriend has actually visited this studio, but you guys weren't here.
She counts as three people. Yeah,
yeah, you know, the thing you forgot to mention is Hobbo is here every week.
No,
I didn't. Crickets.
There's no failure at all.
Unfortunately, Richard Pryor isn't here to help me with that one.
All right, help me out, Mr. Gates. Frank, before the show, I can see he's already panic-stricken that we haven't gotten enough people out of the portal, or we're getting the wrong people, we're paying too much.
And Kyle Guy didn't get signed up as an assistant coach.
So what do you tell us what's going on with Virginia basketball as of today, April the 7th?
Good question.
Oh,
I mean, it's a start over from ground zero.
We wiped out the roster. There's no doubt about that.
It's gone, and Ryan's going to do it his way. Good for him. You know, the pillars, you're going to see that pack line defense that ship has sailed.
That's gone.
Know? So
we're going to a 94-foot game, which some people might like.
Oh, I think a lot of folks will like it. You know, I think it's the pack line had its positive positive attributes to it, but hard to watch. And what you might see tonight might be a game in the 50s. But it, I think it's going to what Ryan Odom can put out there with some money. It's going to be, like you said, a 94-foot game and a lot of running and a lot of defense. But it's different. It's not going to be just, you know, shoot the ball and run down and play defense. Both these teams tonight, one of them average for every shot they take, one of them gets 21.5% offensive rebounds. The shots that they miss, the other one gets 22%. That's going after it.
Yes.
In the pack line defense, Virginia shoots and five guys go the other direction.
Yeah, it's going to be different. And obviously, Coach Odom, I think he likes the 3-point shooter, which is basically college basketball these days. How tough is it, do you think, for him to put together a roster at this stage?
You know, I think he's got some good people. You know, he's got some guys to work around. It's going to be hard. Do you really want to go out and get, you know, 12 guys? I think you want to go get out 6 or 7 guys that you're promising playing time to and build off of that. And some of the kids they've already signed, these are proving players that can score. They have scored in college. And they're smaller, North Dakota State
University.
Yeah. And Toledo.
So it's mid-major type stuff.
But. And both these guys are second-team all-conference, so they're not the top of it. But these are guys that are used to having the basketball in their hands, and one of them has gotten better and better every year, so you like to see that. And
Ja'Kari White.
Yeah, these are guys that want to be at the University of Virginia. They want to start something. And I think he'll do well. Now, he's not going to go from – you know, he's not going to be the second-best team in the ACC next year, I don't think. But, you know, we're looking for stability here, something to right the ship and for him to make his mark. And it's going to get harder and harder. You know, we don't have the COVID year anymore. So this year in college basketball, there were some very old players running the hardwood.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you this. How did Louisville turn it around so fast?
He hit the ground running, and I think he had money. He has a town, Louisville. You know, it was. And he had a little motto: "Make the Ville relevant again."
Mm. Yeah.
And he's a salesman, and he brought all kinds. And I think IMAC has found a nice home. And I tell you, I stopped driving back to Louisville at Nitro, West Virginia, and there was a sign that says Polka, 5 miles. And it is easier to go take a right onto 64 to get to Louisville.
So how do you think
it is to get to Charlottesville?
Well, let's be clear, and to be fair, you know, Isaac McNeely loved Ron Sanchez and loved the coaching staff, and when they weren't extended for a contract, I think that's when he said, I might as well go get my money. And he's getting over $1 million at Louisville. And that's the way basketball has become.
Right. And all power to him.
Yeah.
And I don't think from Ryan Odom's perspective, is that what he was looking for in a two guard?
Right.
Was he looking for a guy who can penetrate, a guy who can play defense? IMAC was McNeely was a very good three-point shooter. He was great for the University of Virginia, and
right.
He should be very happy. We were happy to have him.
He was great in the Tony Bennett system.
Yeah, in the Tony Bennett system. That system's not there. If he's making $1 million, and I don't doubt you, Frank, I don't know if he is or isn't, but if I could make $1 million and I'm the Mr. Basketball from Polka, West Virginia, that's about a four-hour drive for my parents, much easier. I'm a Cardinal.
I'm a Cardinal.
Well, and let's look at
One last thing. Rainey Smith, his transfer from Charleston last year, 89% of his points came from the 3-point line.
Mm.
He averaged about 11-12 points a game from Louisville. He was hurt at the end.
Yep,
that is IMAC.
Yeah, he's going to fill that role. No doubt about it.
Second power.
You can't hold it against him. Let's point out the players Virginia has under. Ryan Odom, Sam Lewis from Toledo, 6'5" shooting guard, has a couple more years of eligibility.
Right.
Ja'Kari White was the young man that got paid. I think he's a senior.
He is.
And he's 6'3", only 180 pounds, but apparently flies all over the court.
I've seen some videos that give you the impression that he can really fill it up.
And he can also play a little D. So Chance Mallory from Stab.
Incoming freshman.
Decided to recommit to Virginia. He's a high four-star point guard. He's not very tall. And then you've got Lark, also from Stab, who went to Vanderbilt for a year, came to Virginia, redshirted this past year. He's 6'11", nice kid. Can he develop and become a good rebounder so he can kick it out to these guards? And then you've got Elijah Gertrude, who is the highest-rated player Tony Bennett ever recruited and signed.
And don't forget you, Silas Barksdale.
Well, we haven't
incoming freshman.
All I'm
as
saying
well.
Is Gertrude has had to overcome one knee surgery and then the accident from the scooter. I don't know all the injuries from that. I know this.
We hope he's okay. That's the main thing.
The basketball team is prohibited, I believe, from riding on scooters anymore.
I would hope.
Which is, you know, hopefully nobody will ever get killed in those things. Now, Barksdale is a powerful 6'8", and he committed to VCU initially, and then he shifted it and switched
that's
over to
Virginia. That's the landscape of college basketball. And that happens a lot.
That's what Virginia has right now.
Hold on. I mean, he was recruited a long time ago for Utah State when Ryan was there.
Yeah.
Someone's been on the that is a big signee right there.
Yeah, but he's obviously had a relationship with Ryan Oden for a long time.
And he's also from the 757, too.
757.
Listen,
I got a quick question. As a fan of UVA sports, all right, watching basketball, is this a fun style of basketball or is this like – a 40-point game type basketball.
No, this is fun.
It's a fun style of basketball.
No, it's
I think
up
as a
down,
fan, like a lot of guys like to come
pressure.
Back. Yeah, we like that fun style.
Yeah.
You know, keep
well,
it, keep
I,
it fresh.
I think people are going to like the fact that, you know, you're when you watched VCU in the last, I guess, 2 years, and then Utah State before that. What you've seen with Ryan Odom's teams is. You see the first best available shot, and it's up.
Well,
and then you see people crashing the boards, and you do see a scramble type of defense, and you see attempts at steals, quick rebounds, and quick outlets, and they go.
Well, go Billy ahead. Said the operative word, fun.
Yeah.
Right.
It's fun to coach. It's fun to play. It's
recruit.
Fun to watch.
Should
and
be
it's,
fun
and,
to recruit.
It's fun to recruit. It's easy. I mean, that's what naturally happens when you play basketball. You want to go up and down the floor.
You want to flow,
yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, let me
fun and flow.
Fun and flow.
Let me add one thing on behalf of Coach Bennett. 6 years ago tonight might have been one of the best nights of our lives with winning a national championship under Coach Bennett. So his style of play may not have suited everybody, but he had a whole lot of success in Charlottesville.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
For that set of rules, that was great.
Yeah.
Those rules are gone. That environment's a better word
plus,
than rules.
Winning makes it fun.
That environment, he could do that. He could have a fourth or fifth year kid come back and want to play, who wasn't going to play in the NBA. But
the big thing that I think he recognized, the college game has changed, and your roster this year may not look at all like the roster next year. Everybody's under a one-year contract.
Certainly within 2 years. You know, one thing that Tony Bennett does not get enough credit for, he had to differentiate himself from NC State, Carolina, and Duke. And he did that right out of the gate, and within short order, he was taking Virginia to the NCAAs. He started recruiting better, and Virginia got a lot of good players. Now, unfortunately, the environment changed.
The landscape, call it what you will. Yeah.
And it was detrimental to every system that he had. Totally detrimental to the five pillars. Totally.
I don't know if it's the pillars, but it was player development. He loved player development.
Sir, there's very little servanthood in the world of modern sports.
Well, there's a little greed in there. There's no question about that.
Yeah, and that undermines servanthood. But anyway, Terry, tell us your thoughts in terms of how he's got to build off the kids he's gotten so far and the few kids he has come back. And he still has a chance, as I read, that Eli Saunders is still available.
That would be huge.
And I would like to see him keep Saunders. And Sharma, I like Sharma's shooting, and let him learn. Sharma's an athlete.
Right.
And he's a tall guard. What else?
Well, what he has so far had to sell is playing time. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I don't think you want to overdo it with number of players. I think you want to get players to say, hey, I've got seven or eight kids here that can have fun and flow, get up down the court, and we'll see what happens there. And I think there's a good nucleus here, but it would be nice to have Saunders back and Sharma back, two kids that are familiar with the university, and you know, this is their home.
How about the enigma, Christian Bliss? He won't play. They cleared him to play, and then he wouldn't play. I said, get him a bus ticket during the season. I said, put him on a bus. If the kid doesn't want to practice.
What about the two kids from VCU? Do you think they will eventually come to Charlottesville? The one kid from St. Christopher's, who's that?
Jennings.
Yeah.
Brandon Jennings.
And there's a big guy from VCU that played center for them last year. I think Ryan would like both of them to end up in Charlotte.
Yeah. Bamboya, but I just think they need to just kind of wait and see who else he fills in. So if he only fills in, you know, if he's only got seven or eight players or six or seven players, that would be a great opportunity for him.
Yeah, the one thing you don't want to do is pay somebody to sit on the bench. If you're going to give them money, you want them to be on the floor.
Some guys are going to know by now that the big bag of money's not coming. But they do want a scholarship, and they do want to keep playing and improving. Right. Jennings, to me, is worth investing in. I saw him play in high school. The young man is very calm. He's laid back. He doesn't get rattled.
But he's very athletic, right?
And he's athletic, and he's pretty tall. He's got a little...
And he was a freshman, so he's got 3 years of eligibility.
Well, and so that's good. Luke Bamboya, not so sure anything about him. I didn't get to see him much. Yeah, he's a big guy.
I think he's thin, but he's athletic. He's a shot blocker, might develop. So I think Ryan would like to have him.
Well, I don't understand what's holding that up. And I think everyone that saw the picture of them touring the grounds last week is wondering what happened.
Well, sometimes, you know, if you put your house on the market, you may not take the first offer. You want to see who else is interested.
Well, those two guys, hopefully they have enough sense to follow their coach to UVA. All right. We have got to jump to break here. Terrence Gates, thank you. Stay with us because we're going to have an opportunity later to talk about the NCAA championship game, and everybody's going to chime in. All right, stay with us. Who's Talking continues, and we have Dr. Boyd Rawls joining us very shortly.
It's your number one online source as a Virginia fan. TheSaber.com gives you the best access to Virginia football.
Throws down the middle of the field. It's caught. Keon Johnson reaches.
Men's basketball.
Cavaliers having to face the noise. Parentes fires from three and hits another dagger.
And recruiting.
You met with UVA. I know he made a visit to Charlottesville last month.
Plus, don't forget about the informative articles and, of course, the message boards. The online source for the serious Wahoo fan. TheSaber.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Call at Clinical Research Partners. We need you to participate in clinical trials to help bring tomorrow's medicines here today. Without you, there are no new medicines. So call us today at 804-477-3045 and see if we have a clinical trial for your health issue. We'll be enrolling in flu studies this fall. You could help make the difference for many other folks. With your problems, think of it. You could be somebody else's hero. Clinical Research Partners. Advancing medicines to improve lives.
Thank you to all Virginia Athletics Foundation members for your support of Virginia Athletics. This is Cam Robinson, linebacker for your Virginia Cavaliers.
Hi, this is friend and family head football coach Tony Elliott. I encourage you to make a gift to the Virginia Athletics Foundation to help cover the cost of scholarships and operations as we build the model program.
To make a difference in the lives of UVA student athletes, call the Virginia Athletics Foundation at 434-982-5555. Or visit VirginiaAthleticsFoundation.com.
Looking for an SUV that delivers both power and comfort? Visit us at Crown Acura of Richmond.
Check out the RDX, designed for those who crave style and performance. And for families, the MDX offers space for seven with all the power you need. At Crown Acura of Richmond, we make your car buying experience simple and stress-free.
Stop by 8704 West Broad Street or visit us online at CrownAcuraRichmond.com. Crown Acura of Richmond, where performance meets convenience.
Maxwell & Associates is a full-service accounting and business advisory firm with a large focus on business sales for Main Street and lower middle market businesses. With three offices in Richmond and a team of CPAs and enrolled agents, Maxwell & Associates offers tax prep services, bookkeeping, payroll services, along with full-service business brokerage offerings, including succession and growth planning, mergers and acquisitions, and post-business sale consulting. Call 804-200-8442 to speak to Jim.
This is Hugh Joyce with James River Air. Air professional technicians have years of experience. We use the highest quality tools and equipment, and we have the resources to get the job done right the first time. You might think that would cost more, but it doesn't. It saves you time, saves you worry, and ultimately saves you money. Let James River Air help with your heating, cooling, electrical, and plumbing needs. Call the professionals at 1-800-COMFORT.
Hi, this is Boyd Rawls. I'm an orthopedic hand surgeon specializing in hand, wrist, and elbow injuries. I'm a diehard Wahoo who completed nearly all of my training at the University of Virginia. Ortho Virginia is the largest multi-specialty orthopedic practice in Virginia. We have offices in Richmond, Lynchburg, Northern Virginia, and Virginia Beach. Our dedicated certified hand therapists will work hard to speed your recovery. For more information, please visit our website, orthovirginia.com.
When it comes to UVA athletics, our sense of community is a great strength. Hi, I'm Kevin Lang, Executive Vice President at Town Bank and a proud Virginia graduate. As a local bank, we know that a strong community is a win for everyone. We're in the game to help local businesses, community partners, and individuals and families set and achieve their financial goals. Find out how Town Bank is serving others and enriching lives. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Who's Talking? Season 16 with your hosts, Frank Maloney and Jim Hobgood on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM.
All right, we're back. Who's Talking? Hate to interrupt the Rolling Stones. That's one of their all-time great songs, by the way. We enjoyed having Terry Gates talk to us a little bit about UVA basketball. We will get more into the NCAA basketball later in the show. Right now, we've got our good friend, Dr. Boyd Rawls of Ortho Virginia, one of our sponsor partners that's been with us from the very beginning, Hobbo.
16 years. So it's been they've been terrific. They've
and
really
Hobbo
been
lost
supportive.
That bet. Hobbo said they'd only last 5 or 6 years.
No, right? And Boyd. And here's the good news that we have Boyd in the sequence tonight rather than Dr. O, because Dr. O he may still
he be
struggling
be
after the Duke collapse on Saturday night.
He might be.
What do you think about that, Boyd? Have you seen Dr. O?
Right.
Is he okay?
Is he he's wearing all black. He's got a black hat on. He's got.
I'm not sure.
You know, he was expecting to be very nervous tonight, and he's home relaxed, not watching any basketball, or maybe he's watching, but not with the same degree of interest.
That's right. Yeah, what a catastrophe.
Poor guys. Can you imagine being with Duke folks on Saturday night in that last 10 minutes of the game?
You know, they were trying to figure out where to put that sixth NCAA banner, and now they don't have to worry about it.
They zoomed in on Coach K a couple times, and he looked like the old weasel. He looked like he was going to jump out there and bite one of those refs' head off. All right, Boyd, I can't say that we have any Virginia basketball injury news because we don't know enough about Elijah Gertrude. I wish I had some scoop, but you know, people are just tight-lipped these days. I'd like to point out that Evan Blanco, an outstanding pitcher of Virginia, has had two injuries. This year in preseason, something happened to his arm, so his build-up to get ready for the start of the season, something went wrong, and he just hadn't been able to pitch well. And Virginia, as a team, they needed him this year. They wanted him on that wall. They needed him on that wall. And unfortunately, he's not even anywhere near the wall. But I haven't heard what's happened to him. Yeah. Have you heard anything?
I haven't, no. I mean, that stuff's usually kind of either, you know, elbow commonly or shoulder.
Yeah.
You know?
So hopefully they can kind of rehab him through it. I mean, that stuff, if it's a real problem, that's kind of a can be a pretty big deal. But, you know, even
have you
even
dealt
have,
have you dealt Boyd with any baseball pitchers with elbow related issues?
Oh yeah. I see him pretty frequently. You know, I get the high school guys and the you know, of course the little leaguers, which is a kind of a different animal. The adults are still plugging away. You know,
well, you would,
age
you know,
40, 45.
Boyd, you would think with pitch counts and you know, specialization of coaching now from very early age, that they would know how to protect the arms. But, you know, so many pitchers have arm injuries. It's almost like when they don't, it's almost a miracle. And by the way, I met John Smoltz this past week, and there was a guy that never got hurt, and he threw a billion pitches under pressure with the lights on. And anyway, I just, you know, we hear about Tommy John and all this stuff, and you know, maybe you need to fly up to Charlottesville and help the orthopedic team with these pitchers, Boyd.
Get them straight. That's right, maybe. I don't know. It's tough for the younger kids, too, especially because it's, you know, yeah, they do watch the pitch counts, and they've got some, you know, very knowledgeable, you know, typically coaches and, you know, people looking out for them. But, you know, it's everything's year-round these days. So they're really just kind of focused on one thing, you know, four seasons out of the year, which can, you know, that type of repetition at that age, I don't know, you know, it's quite that healthy.
Now, a lot of times they say young kids shouldn't be throwing curveballs, breaking pitches. Do you have an opinion on that?
I don't know. I'm okay with them throwing curveballs.
All right.
It's a little tougher on the medial elbow because it's sort of, your mechanics are typically that different, especially if you're not a mature player, you know. But,
Boyd, I'm sorry we didn't have a specific basketball question for you, but we thank you as always for your contributions.
Yeah, thank you for all your support this year and in past years as well, Boyd.
All right, thank you, Boyd. All right, we're going to jump from that, and we're going to bring on Billy McMullen next. Stay with us.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win, only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
Ball. The next time you're looking to catch a game with friends or family, check out what TGI Fridays has going on.
We are now offering 10 new value meal deals starting at $9.99. Or try our new Friday's Feast menu where you can pick either 2 or 3 of your favorites. From hand-breaded chicken tenders or shrimp, whiskey glazed chicken breast, and Friday's Big Ribs.
And don't forget what Friday's is known for.
delicious cocktails, cold beer, and incredibly daily and weekly specials to end your workday like you deserve.
Jeff McDonald & Associates is a personal injury and workers' compensation law firm based out of Richmond, Virginia.
For over 25 years, our attorneys at Jeff McDonald & Associates have been standing up to big insurance bullies for our clients.
With our no-fee guarantee, you will owe us nothing until you have won your case.
If you or a loved one has suffered an injury or been wronged, just call the Yates, 804-888-8888.
Thank you to all Virginia Athletics Foundation members for your support of Virginia Athletics. This is Cam Robinson, linebacker for your Virginia Cavaliers.
Hi, this is Fran and Family Head Football Coach Tony Elliott. I encourage you to make a gift to the Virginia Athletics Foundation to help cover the cost of scholarships and operations as we build the model program.
To make a difference in the lives of UVA student athletes, call the Virginia Athletics Foundation at 434-982-5555. Or visit VirginiaAthleticsFoundation.com.
Invictus Sales and Marketing is the fastest growing electrical sales agency in the Commonwealth of Virginia.
Led by former Wahoo Paul Collins, class of 90, and his partner Pete Houston, Invictus is your go-to for any of your electrical needs.
From residential to commercial and industrial, Invictus can help you pick out what you need and get it when you need it.
Invictus is derived from the Latin word invicta, meaning undefeated.
All of the lighting upgrades across Scott Stadium and the pergola lighting are represented by Invictus Sales and Marketing.
The future of Virginia football is very bright.
Hello, I'm Dr. Owusu Achai with Ortho Virginia. I'm an orthopedic surgeon specializing in sports-related injuries. My Richmond office focuses on minimally invasive hip labral repairs and ACL knee surgeries. As a recognized expert in sports hip injuries and the chair of hip arthroscopy for Ortho Virginia, I lead a dedicated team that delivers top-tier care in sports medicine. Our team provides excellent care to level the playing field for our patients and their communities. To learn more, go to orthovirginia.com.
It's your number one online source as a Virginia fan. TheSaber.com gives you the best access to Virginia football.
Throws down the middle of the field. It's caught. Keon Johnson reaches.
Men's basketball.
Cavaliers having to face the noise. Parentes fires from three and hits another dagger.
And recruiting.
You know, with the UVA, I know he made a visit to Charlottesville last month.
Plus, don't forget about the informative articles and, of course, the message boards. The online source for the serious Wahoo fan, TheSaber.com.
Hello, this is Kevin Lang, a proud UVA graduate and member of your local Town Bank team. Being part of a team builds character in any arena. Together we can accomplish more than we thought was possible. Get to know the local team at Town Bank. We're members of your community ready to open the door to new possibilities. Discover the difference at Town Bank, where we're serving others and enriching lives. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Hugh Joyce with James River Air. What does it take to be a professional technician? Years of experience, dedication to the job, the willingness to listen, the skills to get the job done, and the confidence to guarantee results. It takes a lot to be a professional, but it doesn't take much to find one. Let James River Air help with your heating, cooling, electrical, and plumbing needs. Call the professionals at 1-800-COMFORT.
Nobody covers the Wahoos quite like these two. It's Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobbo Hopgood on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan and now on 105.1 FM.
All right, welcome back. Who's Talking tonight? April 7th, National Championship game. We're going to get back to that with Terry Gates in a little bit. Right now we're going to talk a little football with Billy McMullen and Frank. The one thing I was going to mention, and Billy, you might want to speak to this too. I noticed it's the Barber Brothers' birthday today. They're 50 years old today.
Wow. Hey, happy birthday to some of the most amazing guys you can ever meet. Happy birthday to two of the most amazing athletes that ever came through the University of Virginia. Good dudes. I got a quick story of playing against one of the barbers. He lined up against me. He's a Hall of Famer now. You know which barber I'm talking about.
Rondé.
And I lined up, and I'm shaking in my pants. I don't know what's going on. First game in the NFL. And guess who I see across from me? I see Rondé. And he says, "What's up, Billy?" And that's all he tells me. And it was a pretty cool moment, man.
What, you beat him deep?
They actually gave me one of the worst routes you can run, man, against a guy like that. They gave me a crossing route, 5-yard route. He was right there with me. It wasn't nothing any special. I think it was a dummy route. That's what we call it. It was a dummy route. Clear out for somebody else.
Just dragging someone across the field.
Just dragging across the field, man.
Yeah. Decoy.
You know, the interesting thing is he talked about, in a number of documentaries, Rondé talked about when the transition from high school to UVA and the ACC and playing NCAA football, almost the loss of confidence because he had so much to learn. He had to adjust to the speed, had to adjust to the complexities of the defense.
You know, I should know this. Are they both in the Hall of Fame?
No, just Rondé.
Just Rondé. Tiki's time will come because he has 10,000 yards, the all-time rushing leader for the Giants. Mm-hmm. Now, his thing is political. He made some comments the year after he went into the year he went into broadcasting up in New York, where he and the head coach didn't like each other, and he picked the wrong time to nibble away at.
Yeah, his time will come. I mean, he had an illustrious career. I mean, he had some wonderful highlights.
Yards.
That's a lot of yards, man.
That's crazy.
They were great representatives of the Virginia football program and the university. So, happy birthday.
Happy birthday, guys.
It's a significant one with a zero on the end. It's hard to believe they're 50 years old.
They're all significant.
They look good, man. They look like they're still moving around. So, 50, you know, hats off to 50. I'm looking forward to it in another 20 years.
So are Frank and I. You know, we're looking forward to 50.
Yeah.
Y'all looking good, bro.
Boy, I would like to be 50.
He's looking forward, I think.
The only way we can look forward to 50 is look in the mirror.
All right. So I'm going to do a projection now.
All right.
And this may have changed. And if you jump down my throat, I'm sorry. I'm just hanging there. So it's expected the projected lineup, Chandler Morris will be the starting quarterback. He'll be backed up by Daniel Kalen, mm-hmm. the Nebraska kid. Morris came from North Texas State. Morris had the relationship with Elliott and other people on the staff through forever. 30 touchdowns last year at North Texas. He can boogie. He can get outside. He can run a little bit. Xavier Brown, small. He's had the injury bug over the years, but he's got a burst. We're hoping that he can be healthy this year at running back. Jamari Taylor was someone they got in the portal. We'll see if Taylor's
NC Central.
Yeah, mm-hmm. has he got game? We're going to find out.
Mm-hmm.
Wide receiver Trell Harris is back from his leg injury. Andre Green from St. Christopher's, who Billy knows well,
mm-hmm.
is backing him up. And I want Andre to break through
this
year.
I want him to take over. He's a big,
tall kid. What is he? Let's see some want to. Go get some penalties.
You know he's the type of guy, you just got to throw the ball up to him, give him a couple chances, man.
Yep.
He's a big, big ball skills guy.
Teach him to go. All right, the other wide receivers, Jamal Adrien, I don't know him from Adam. I think Jaden Thomas is backing him up. Cam Courtney, we do know, at the other wide receiver, is expected to do some damage. So Darian Harrison, the small, little, fast, multi-skill receiver, he also returns punts and kickoffs. I think he wears jersey number one.
Number one.
He's a player. Tight end Dakota Twitty, who has shown flashes, is projected to start, although Sage Ennis from Clemson is going to say, not so fast. Bowley at left tackle, Josie at left guard, Brady Wilson at center, right guard Steen, but Steen may have to move to right tackle because Monroe Mills, the star from Louisville. Yeah, give me a break. He hurt his knee already, which is obviously the worst luck in the world. That's what we think we know at this point. We will miss Malachi Fields. I liked him.
Oh, definitely.
He was a terrific player, and I would have backed up the Brinks truck to have kept him, but they didn't. Let's see here. I'm looking here. Tyshawn Wyatt, who was from Richmond, and I believe he played it. Was he at J.R. Tucker, I believe?
I believe so. He's coming back. James Madison.
He's transferred from GMU. We're expecting him, and maybe he can help at guard, and then Steen can go play tackle again. Jack Whitmer is back. Ethan Sipe is back. Ben York is back. Grant Elliger is back. Those guys know the system. Kevin Wiginton from Illinois is a transfer. He didn't play much the last year and a half. Hopefully he's healthy and
he's a former three-star guy. They're pretty high on this guy.
Well, let's hope.
Yeah.
All right, let's look at defense real quick. Kazim Moore, a defensive end, is supposed to be a whale of a player. Nose tackle Jameer Carter's back. I think this is his eighth year, Billy.
It may be. Like I said, in NIL space now, you got JUCO times four.
Yeah, I don't really understand. Anthony Britton is backing him up, and he can play too. So you can alternate the nose tackles. Jason Hammond is back, and he had a little injury towards the end of the year, but I think he's healthy. The Bandit defensive end, Mitchell Melton, and Fisher Kamak, those guys have got to get them some sacks.
Of course, no Chico this year.
And Chico was dealing with leg injuries at the end, and we didn't get to see, in my opinion, the real Chico Bennett. He was a great guy for the media, and I love seeing him.
Well, that's the issue. Like, well, I think that's what we're really trying to address this year, hopefully, is the depth.
Yes.
To even compete in the ACC. You got to have your star guys, right?
Yep.
You got to have your consistent starters. You got to have those guys that just do their job, right? That's
right.
What you want. But you got to have some depth because a guy like Chico goes down is a huge drop-off.
And there was no huge one behind him. All
no,
right.
Exactly.
We're going to come back to that. So linebacker James Jackson is back, and we know he can play. Cam Robinson, who is one of the highest-rated recruits Virginia has gotten out of the high school ranks over the last 4 or 5 years, he can play. Hopefully he's 100% by now. He flies all over the field. And
definitely.
Billy, you know he's a difference maker.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
We got to have him.
You don't get 4 stars for no reason.
Yep. Caleb Hardy is playing the spur position. You got Jason Prevard at one cornerback. You've got Jam Jackson at one cornerback. Free safety Devin Neal. And Antonio Clary, he's back. I think this is his seventh year, isn't it?
Great question.
We got I'm joking.
Seventh.
Yeah, he's. I'm being facetious. Don't lose your cool.
Don't lose your shirt.
Yes. Virginia's defense should be pretty good this year. The people that they brought in to help, like K-Mac, came from Nevada, Las Vegas, and if you saw his stats, he was in the backfield more than their quarterback.
Well, Billy, let me ask you this: in the world of NIL, you said depth. How hard is it to have depth in the current college scheme?
So you got to think about it two ways. It's pretty tough, right? Because everyone is almost a glorified one-year JUCO. And if they're not a glorified one-year JUCO, you're looking at, okay, if we do win, you got to have an environment that and the money to keep the kids there. But if you got to look at it too, like if you look at the NFL game, when the teams do win or go deep in the playoffs, you got a lot of your roster that are up for contracts, and they want to get paid for their efforts. Almost the same thing in the college game now, but it's on a one-year non-negotiable contract where I can leave out the door. So it's pretty tough to keep
but
those
your,
guys.
But your in. Eagles won the Super Bowl.
Yes,
I think,
we did.
But congratulations.
Hats
but
off to us.
I think part of it is, you know, you got to keep your team healthy, which is kind of a roll of the dice, and that's true in college now too.
Yes, it is. It's super hard, man. You got guys that are – of course, going to class and doing other things, that obligations and responsibilities they have, but keeping them healthy is tough, but having that depth is tougher just because you got to have large pockets nowadays, and you got to have kids that are willing to want to be coached hard without, you know, crying and said, I want to go to another school because you're coaching me a little hard. None of those different situations for that, but creating depth and team unity in this space is really, really tough.
Well, and it's going to get more complicated.
I agree.
You know, Georgia, you saw what happened when Georgia lost that one tackle, went out, and so they had to play the third string tackle, and that guy couldn't block anybody. And I can't remember which bowl game that was, or maybe it was the SEC championship game, but that end came in the whole game, and it was because it wasn't fair. A third string tackle isn't ready for that first string defensive end. It's just, All right, Billy, this is the fourth year of the Tony Elliott experience. Mm-hmm. Speak to that issue.
I'll say this. I think Tony has laid a foundation of what he wants. And almost when you come in as a new coach, you have to sell not just your team, but you have to sell the coaches. If you didn't bring them in with you from Clemson or where you came from, but you also have to sell a university. So he's laid a foundation of what he's looking for and how he can be helped. This is a critical year. He has to win. I like Tony a lot. I think he's a great dude, and I think he can be an even greater coach at UVA. Just needs the tools to win. And once again, we're in the NIL space. Does he have the money to do that? Does he have the backing to do that? I'm not sure. But at the end of the day, you got to win. This is a critical space for him.
So how many wins does he have this year, in your opinion, to keep the train moving?
You got to go back to the Old Faithful. what's the old faithful number that we pumped out every year? 6-7. And yes. Seven. I think it's seven. Seven secure, 6 or 5, I don't think is real secure for that.
Right.
Well, George got seven every year, seven but they only year. Played 10 games.
11.
You know?
11. 11.
But
11. 11 games.
Seven looks better than 6 or 5. And I think if you hit 5 now, we have a
different conversation. I think if we only win 5 games, and the schedule's
seven in
a little
Tech,
soft.
I should say that.
It's a different schedule. And, you know, printed out the schedule. Coastal Carolina coming up on August 30th.
Got to win that
they
game.
Coastal Carolina had a losing record last year.
And beat them last year at
right.
their place.
Then they have NC State on the road. The
Big
Cavaliers
road game
too.
Early.
And NC State has had some turnover. They had a losing record.
Mm-hmm.
William & Mary at home on the 13th and Stanford, which was a 3-9 team. Virginia, at the worst, should be 3-1 coming out of that first four games.
Hopefully.
Possibly 4-0. Then Virginia has Florida State, and they were 2-10 last year.
How much better are they, do we know?
Well, they have to get better because they had no place to go but up. Then they play Louisville.
And that's
Louisville,
tough.
Louisville
on the road, Louisville's
on the road,
good.
That's a prohibitive loss. Then they have an open date. Then the Cavaliers will host Washington State. Why are we playing Washington State?
That's a good and bad thing. We've got these new teams that we hadn't played before. You just don't know what you – it's hard to prepare for them.
Right.
So it's almost a roll of the dice.
And they're last of the Pac-12, yeah, right?
Mean, is that a home and home? Do we have to go out to Washington State somewhere down the road?
That's a home.
I don't know why they took that game. Anyway, then Virginia's at UNC. UNC had a losing record, but they got the whole Bill Belichick.
And you got to figure experience. They have money all of a sudden.
Yep. Well, you spent all the money on the coach.
Well,
you know, I'd rather have
and the general manager.
I'd rather have $50 million and go out and get some players. All right. At Cal, which was 6-7 last year, then Virginia hosts Wake, and then Virginia's at Duke, then they're open, then they play their arch nemesis, Darth Vader at VPI. So is this not the craziest schedule?
This is the weirdest schedule I've ever seen in my life for an ACC team, but that's the lay of the land.
That's what Billy said.
Everything's consolidating.
And so let me ask you this, Billy. Is this not a schedule that 7 or 8 wins should be possible?
I agree. I think 7 wins, we can pump them up. And here's the reason why. Because we have teams we never played before. Like I said, it's a crapshoot. And they don't know us. We don't know them. They don't know how ACC ball is or old ACC ball is.
Yeah, it's weird because we're playing three left coast teams.
Right, exactly.
Stanford, California, and Washington State.
And and two of them have to come all the way across
which
the country.
Which is good for us.
Yeah. All right, we're going to wrap it up there, and I think that was a very fair assessment of UVA football at this point. We got the spring game coming up on the 12th.
I'll be there.
All right, we're going to go to break. Got the Olympic Sports Report sponsored by our friends at Fridays, and Hobo can't wait to talk about the whiskey-glazed ribs and wings.
I'd like some right here.
You know, darn right.
We have them delivered? Bring them over?
Why don't I just go get them for you? All right.
That's it.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Call at Clinical Research Partners. We need you to participate in clinical trials to help bring tomorrow's medicines here today. Without you, there are no new medicines. So call us today at 804-477-3045 and see if we have a clinical trial for your health issue. We'll be enrolling in flu studies this fall. You could help make the difference for many other folks. With your problems, think of it. You could be somebody else's hero. Clinical Research Partners, advancing medicines to improve lives.
This is Hugh Joyce with James River Air. There are lots of things that can go wrong with a heating and cooling system. We've seen them all. Whether you're installing a new system or servicing an old one, we have the professional technicians to get the job done right. Guaranteed, or your money back. Don't worry if things go wrong with your system. Relax, knowing we'll make it right. Let James River Air help with your heating, cooling, electrical, and plumbing needs. Call the professionals at 1-800-COMFORT.
Canal Capital Management is a fully integrated wealth planning firm whose singular focus is on growing and in protecting the wealth of their clients. Canal's unique approach provides an array of services, including investment management, tax and financial planning, real estate management, business consulting, and family office services.
Canal Capital Management and former UVA kicker Noah Greenbaum are proud supporters of Who's Talking. Canal was built for a single purpose, to provide clients with a simple, understandable process to grow, protect, and eventually transfer their wealth.
Looking for an SUV that delivers both power and comfort? Visit us at Crown Acura of Richmond.
Check out the RDX, designed for those who crave style and performance.
And for families, the MDX offers space for seven with all the power you need. At Crown Acura of Richmond, we make your car buying experience simple and stress-free.
Stop by 8704 West Broad Street or visit us online at crownacurarichmond.com. Crown Acura of Richmond, where performance meets convenience. The next time you're looking to catch a game with friends or family, check out what TGI Fridays has going on.
Relax and take in Richmond's premier TV package with $5 happy hour appetizers and drinks, like our steakhouse meatballs, loaded potato skins, pan-seared pot stickers, mozzarella sticks, and our signature Long Island iced teas.
And don't forget what Friday's is known for: delicious cocktails, cold beers, and incredible daily and weekly specials to end your workday like you deserve.
Finding a reputable law firm can be a daunting task, especially in the midst of a crisis. But Jeff McDonald and Associates is here to help.
Jeff McDonald Associates is a personal injury and workers' comp law firm based in Virginia.
For over 25 years, our team has been helping injury victims get the compensation they need after a serious accident disrupts their life.
Injured? Don't wait. Just call the Yates. 804-888-8888.
Bringing you the latest with all things UVA athletics. It's Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobgood on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, and now on 105.1 FM.
All right, you have to love that opening in Chicago. And we've had a lot of fun with Terrence Gates and William McMullen, two of our all-time favorite contributors and two of the best players to don the orange and blue. Hobbo?
Hey, it's the Friday's Olympic reports. You know, we said earlier Ortho Virginia has been with us the whole time. Friday's has been with us most of the 16 years. Tony Grillo, a good friend, a terrific sponsor, great guy, three locations here locally. So, you know, please, when you're out looking for a place to have dinner or get takeout, consider Friday's. That certainly would be appreciated by Frank and yours truly.
Let me tell you something. If you haven't had their appetizers, you are missing out. And every time you walk into Friday's, it's Friday.
Absolutely.
That's where Frank's taking us afterwards, right?
I would think, yeah.
I appreciate it, Frank. Corporate card.
I'll hook you clowns up.
The credit card is
unlimited.
Do you see these freeloaders? Golly, geez.
Now
they bring their kids in here. They think I've got to feed their kids.
On the Olympic front, I was feeling good about the baseball team Sunday afternoon, looking like they were going to take two out of three from Wolfpack. And all of a sudden, the bullpen let us down, so they lost a tough one on Sunday, 9-8. They did beat Old Dominion earlier in the week, and as Frank mentioned when we were off air, they play at the Diamond tomorrow night against VCU. What's the start time on that?
6:30.
6:30 at the Diamond. It's going to be a cool night, but I think the rain's going to be out of here.
Just put on a windbreaker.
Well, it's not going to be raining. I think the rain's going to be over. Men's lacrosse, Lars Tiffany, a really good friend of ours, he's having a tough year this year. They lost to North Carolina. They're now 5-6 on the year and probably not going to be in the NCAA tournament this year. Women's lacrosse doing a little better. They're 7-4. Who did they beat this? I forget. I don't have it right.
Syracuse, didn't they? They beat Syracuse?
Maybe that was last week.
That was last week.
I know they won. And a subject that's near and dear to Frank's heart, both the men and women's tennis team doing exceptionally well. I think they're both ranked fifth in the nation. They both won twice this weekend.
I think the men are number six now. But the good news is they're finding their stride. The younger players on the men's roster are getting their groove, and they're stacking up win after win after win. And you know what?
They could make a run in the NCAA tournament.
In tennis, if you gain momentum, you become a tough opponent.
Now, Terry wanted to say something about our friend Mark Newland, who apparently has had a health issue overseas.
Yes, he's in Vietnam, and I think he's recovering, but we wish him well, and he get his rear end back here and take care of himself.
Absolutely. We just had him on the show two or three weeks ago.
It wasn't that long ago. Yeah. You know, he's a big Fellowship of Christian Athletes.
Yeah, he travels a lot, so this is a nightmare scenario to be overseas and have health issues. So hopefully he can be get well enough to get home.
He's in good hands.
All right, let's talk about the NCAA championship game tonight. And, Terry, how would these teams stack up?
Very, very well. The good news is Auburn is not playing Houston because that might be unwatchable.
That'd be true.
Like a WWF cage match.
Yeah.
First one to 48 wins. But I'm going to go with Houston.
Ooh,
who's won?
I was getting Houston too.
Three of their last four games, they've won by a total of 10 points. Think Purdue at 2 and Duke at 3 points differential. Florida, three of their last four games, won by a total of 13 points. Mm. That just shows the rigors and the randomness. I saw that today in an article of the NCAA tournament. You better be happy you're here.
Yeah.
Think at the UConn game with Florida, but I'm going to go with Houston because it's going to be a meat grinder, and I think defense wins. They're scrappy, yeah. And both these teams average about 22% of their missed shots or offensive rebounds.
Billy, what do you think?
Terry, you're my guy. I had Houston in 5, and here's the reason why it's scrappy. I saw a tape of them today in practice. I thought it was football practice. They were diving on the ball and scrap. Yeah. You know, I think Florida's more talented, but I got Houston in 5 for 5.
See, I think Florida's big men are so darn good. If they control the boards,
they may not give up quite as many offensive rebounds.
Yeah, but you
rebounds.
Know what?
Yeah. Yeah,
but they
and the other thing, that
they move.
Walter Clayton is a special player.
Well, he's going to have to play his blankety blank off because Cryer and those other guys for Houston, they're animals. That guy Sharps, he's an animal. If you've had to play pickup ball with him, you know you'd end up with a fight with that guy. That guy says, come on.
Bring it on.
Hold on.
The Florida game, Martin's dunk.
Yeah.
We took off for
about
60.
Pretty impressive.
He's going to be short. Oh, my gosh. And some of these players, they're 6'1", 210.
That's a receiver. That's a nice size receiver.
Thick. So, you know, I'm going to go the other way on this. I see the tendency to like the scrappers, but I think Florida's skill set is such that, you know, their bigs can make threes. I honestly see Florida winning by 8. Go ahead, Habo.
Yeah, I think Florida's really been playing very well the last third of the season.
And they vanquished UConn, the two-time national champion.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a heck of a game, and it's really going to be a fight. And as Terry said, the boards are going to be – it's going to be brutal when the ball comes off the rim. Everybody's going after it. I just think Clayton is so good. He may take over the game down the stretch. I'm going to go Gators. But as I said earlier, I think it would be nice for Kelvin Sampson to get a national title. He's a great coach, been around forever, and was a candidate for the Virginia job back in 1990.
Terry, who is the other guard for Florida with Clayton? His name escapes me.
Richard?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
He, to me, is the X factor. He cannot hang out in the corner and pretend to be a wallflower. He has got to contribute in this game because, you know what? Every one of Houston's players contributes.
That's definitely.
This is a UVA-type game. First one to 54 in a meat grinder. And I think Billy will say it will be fun, but there won't be a whole lot of flow to it.
I love it.
All right, who we got next week, Frank? I know we got Bobby Call. We might try to get Chris Wright on the show.
We got Paul Collins, I think, is going to step in to help us for the final comments, but the spring game with Bobby. And we've got Dr. Rowe, Kwadwo Owusu-Achau, doing the injury report.
Hopefully by then he'll be over the Duke loss. But anyway, we'll be back on next Monday at 6 o'clock. Thanks for listening.
Go Hoos!
All right, let's do it. Who's Talking? Season 16 with your hosts, Frank Maloney and Jim Hobgood on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work.
It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.